Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and before we get too far in, let me just say, I know the audio quality sucks today. There's a reason. I'll explain it. We'll be back to normal for our next episode. So I got rid of my desk, and I just had a new one delivered today, but it hasn't been moved into the office. And it's in the office where all of my recording stuff is, but my computer is in the dining room, so just circumstances, crappy audio quality, but hopefully you will bear with me just for today, and by tomorrow, everything will be back to normal. So thanks for putting up with it, and I hope you enjoy the episode. We are going to give away your choice of two of my favorite things. Well, your choice between two of my favorite things. I shared last week in the episode where I announced that not only am I pregnant, but I am pregnant with twins, that GBX protein is a staple more now than ever. In fact, last night we did family dinner and we rotate the restaurants kind of around where I live, around where my mom lives and Chris's dad. And when we got to the restaurant, like nothing sounded like I could do it. Just everything sounded not good at all. And I ended up having just like plain pasta with salt. And I knew that I needed to get some protein in when I got home, which is important for growing humans, but also important for every single one of us living humans. I like it because, well, actually, I think there's a question about it in today's episode, so we'll get to that later. But either that or Relief Plus. Just today, one of my girlfriends texted me and was like, I cannot believe how well Relief Plus works. So if you want to replace Advil, Tylenol, ibuprofen, Aleve, that sort of stuff from an anti-inflammatory standpoint, or you just want to do a really good thing for your body because inflammation is the starting point of every disease and it's not about if you have a headache or a sore knee, but what's happening on a cellular level that you might not feel, Relief Plus is a non-negotiable for me. So I'll announce today's winner at the end of the show and you can choose. Do you want Relief Plus or do you want GBX protein? You can win by leaving a rating and review of this podcast on whatever platform you're listening. All right, the first question today, and thank you to everybody who sent in questions. If you've got a topic you want to hear about or a question you have, let me know. This one says, how do I start? I just found you and am completely enamored. Well, thank you. I'm blushing a little bit. So how to start depends entirely on your goal. And I think it's important to note that, like, I think sometimes people assume that I know their goal or that everybody is listening with a similar goal. And that's just not the case. You know, there are episodes of this podcast that apply to every different person with so many different goals. There's dozens of episodes on money, dozens of episodes on things that can improve your business or your relationships, episodes on health, episodes on fat loss. So it really depends on what your goal is. But what I recommend for everybody, whether you have a health goal, a fitness goal, a fat loss goal, a business goal, a relationship goal, a money goal, or many from the list, start journaling every single day. For years, I used a blank notebook, so you don't need anything fancy. Now I use the Changemakers Journal. That's available to everybody. You can find that on my website. I like it because it helps me focus on multiple areas of my life. And that's just reality for me. There's never been a time where I'm only focused on one thing because I have a kid, I have a husband, I have a house, I have businesses, I have financial goals, as well as health, fitness, all of those kinds of goals. So I recommend starting with journaling. Okay, this next question is one I am incredibly passionate about. And again, if you missed it at the beginning, sorry that my audio sucks today. I'm not using my normal podcast setup, but I will be back to it by tomorrow. This question says, can you help with the extremely slow process of weight loss with autoimmune disease, specifically Hashimoto's? Sure can, because I've been there. Here's the unpopular suggestion. Of course, first and foremost, work with your doctor, be monitored regularly. Thyroid is one of those things where people freak out if they get abnormal thyroid levels, anything, TSH, T3, like people just kind of go a little bonkers. But it is important to remember that what it is on a Monday in April could be very, very different from what it is on a Thursday in June, depending on what you do, because your thyroid is largely a reflection of what's going on in other parts of your body, primarily things like inflammation. So the important thing to remember about things like Hashimoto's or things like Graves' disease, these are not thyroid issues primarily, even though we think they are. They are immune issues that impact the thyroid. And there is so much that we can do about it. Every single time that I have had an abnormal thyroid level, it happened probably in 2017 when I moved back to New England, 2016, 2017 timeframe. It happened when I was pregnant with Ro, after I delivered Ro, and I've already had an abnormal reading in this pregnancy. With pregnancy, a lot of it is pregnancy hormone induced. But years ago, before I had kids, I dove into the research about what to do for the immune system to heal the immune system so that we don't see these thyroid issues. And as I said, my answer is unpopular because there's some significant dietary changes, but look, they work. And if you want to heal, you can heal. And you have to be in a place where saying no to certain things in your diet for an extended period of time, not forever, but an extended period of time means healing your immune system. And I don't know about you, everybody's different, but for me, it's absolutely worth it. So no more processed food, zero. Not forever, but probably anywhere from 3 to 12 months, okay? Don't panic over like 12 months, that's forever. Start with today. And remember that this is your health for the rest of your life, and you have to create the narrative that that is more meaningful. And again, that it's not forever. This does not mean you'll never have processed food for the rest of your life. That's just not true. Okay, processed food, out. Dairy, out. Gluten, out. Caffeine, out. It's a lot. So then you're like, okay, well, what do I eat? Meat, veggies, avocado. You're not going to be doing dairy, so like things like Greek yogurt are out, but there's plenty that you can eat. And you're just going to stick with that for however long it takes. Now, while working with your doctor, I'm not a doctor, this is not medical advice, I'm sharing what I found through my own research and what I did. And I believe that if you're consistent with it, it's a game changer. Now, some other things that are non-dietary. Watch your stress. Commit to as much relaxation as possible. And relaxation is not the same thing as like 3 hours of Netflix. That can actually be overstimulating, and it can keep you from real rest, like sleep. So to the best of your ability, get plenty of sleep. Meditate regularly. Really focus on that. Spend time outside. Leisure walk. It will change the game. But of course, work with your doctor. This next question is a fun one. How did Chris react to the news of twins? Sorry if this was already asked. Don't be sorry. In 9, 8 years podcasting, Lots of questions have been asked, but I'm happy to answer them again. But I don't think I've answered this one. Chris is not shockable. I think part of it is his personality. Part of it is time in the military. He enlisted in the military when he was 17 years old, and 9/11 happened like months later. So he was overseas. And I think that that happening when he was so young, the youngest guy in his squadron, I think that shaped him. But I also think part of it's just who he is and who he was before that. So I told him the same. He didn't go with me to my doctor's appointment because he was home with Roman. And I was texting him kind of while I was there, but just really basic, like, everything's okay. There's a heartbeat. Waiting for the doctor. Got to get blood work. Then I'm coming home. Like, kept it really, really simple. He's not one to want details, so it's fine. Then when I got home, I told him the story very much like I told it last Saturday on the podcast, like with the ultrasound and the waiting and them not saying anything. And then I said, and then the doctor said, we see a heartbeat. We actually see two. And he looked up. So he'd been looking down at something. He looked up, big smile, and he was like, no kidding. And then truly within a minute, like literally within 60 seconds, he was talking about a completely different subject. So whereas for me, I think it consumes a ton of my thoughts and my every waking moment is there's a lot of like thinking about the fact that it's twins and all of the different things that go into that. And for him, it's just not that way. He's not somebody to be shocked. He's not one who worries. So yeah, not a really interesting story. that's the way it happened. This next question says, how did you decide to have a protein shake regularly? Does it taste good? Or do you drink it because you like it? Or are there other reasons? All of the above. So fundamentally, I don't eat anything that I don't really enjoy eating because I used to. And what would happen is I do these things like, well, it's going to help me lose weight if I have chicken breast and broccoli or, you know, crappy white fish and asparagus. And what would happen is I would eat, but there would be no satisfaction from it. Like there would be the physical meeting of the hunger need, but there wouldn't be any kind of enjoyment or satisfaction. That itch wouldn't get scratched. And I think that was a big factor in my inconsistency because everything else seemed so, like I wasn't getting any pleasure from food. So all I wanted was pleasure from food. So for me now, I always want to make sure that whatever I'm eating, I really enjoy. The reason, so I wouldn't drink a protein shake if I didn't really like the taste. And I've tried 70 million protein shakes and most of them suck. But the one that I make and how I make it, it doesn't suck. The reason I like it is because it's very, very easy. And I like consistency. And it's one of those things that's just, I can have it every day. And I know that I'm getting really high quality protein. I know that I'm getting some good fat because I add fat to it. I know that I'm getting like micronutrients because I'll put like a seed fiber powder in there. And it's just one of those things that checks the box so easily. It's incredibly easy to keep the ingredients on hand. I can make it in seconds. There's like no cleanup at all because I just throw the blender in the dishwasher. I'm not left with pots and pans. And I know that I'm giving my body what I need. So it's something that I can do on a regular basis and it's versatile enough. Like sometimes I'll do the vanilla and I'll throw spinach and berries in there. Sometimes I'll do the chocolate and I'll do chocolate peanut butter. Sometimes I won't do peanut butter, but I'll do mint with the chocolate. There's so many options so that not only do I never get bored, but there's always some variation that appeals to me. And now in pregnancy, that's even more true. Most days right now, things like steak or fish or chicken don't sound appealing, even though they did when I wasn't pregnant. But there's always some variation of the protein shake that I can do. Sometimes that means I'm putting protein powder in Greek yogurt. Other times that means I'm making a smoothie or any number of different things. When I make pancakes for Roman, I always add protein to it because otherwise he's just having straight carbs, which isn't good for his energy or anything like that. And the same thing for me. So for all of those reasons, the ease of it, the convenience, the consistency, the fact that I really enjoy it, all of that. And I'll put the link to the one that I love. I do both the chocolate and the vanilla, but I'll put it in the show description if you're curious. Okay, this next one's about routine, daily rituals and routine. What are your thoughts on daily rituals and routines? So, it's tricky because I see the value, and I'm also at a point in my life with Roman. He's, you know, he changes every single week. He's 11 months old this morning, today. That routine is tricky. But I do still have some routine. For example, I leave for the gym as soon as Chris gets home from work. We are literally ships passing in the night in that regard. That routine is very important to me because if I wait and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to start Roman's dinner and then, oh, I might as well wait till he goes to bed and then, oh, well, I'm tired or I need to get this work done. That routine is very, very valuable. In fact, there's a CrossFit athlete. Her name's Brooke Wells. And she says that a lot of people think you need motivation, but if you have a good routine and you're disciplined about it, that's really all you need. So I don't think that you need a 7-step morning routine. Personally, I just don't think you need that. But I do think starting with some routine, a routine, really builds consistency. One part of my routine is having a shake every day. I don't have it at the same time every day, but I know that it's going to get done. Typically, I would have it at the same time every day, but just with pregnancy, it varies. Going to the gym when Chris gets home from work. That means like today, my mom stopped by unannounced, which is great. We have an open door policy, but I wasn't planning for her to come by. And she got there like maybe 15 minutes before Chris got home from work. When Chris got home from work, I said to my mom, I got to go to the gym. It's a routine and it helps me to be consistent with my workouts because if every day it was like, oh, am I going to go before he goes to work? Am I going to go after Roman goes to bed? I don't want to have to make that decision every day. And I think that's the power of routine. I like to think about it as structure without rigidity. So if something happened and, you know, we had a doctor's appointment at 4:30 and I couldn't go to the gym, that's okay. I'll find another time. It's no big deal. I'm not rigid, but I do have structure. I have the structure of having my daily protein shake, but I'm not rigid that I need to have it at 7:30 every morning because that just might not work every day. I might not be hungry. Structure without rigidity is very important. All right, two more questions, and then we're going to jump off here for the night, and I'll stop paining you with today's terrible audio, but again, audio will be back to normal tomorrow. Question about vacation. I have one next week, and I'll be away from my normal stuff, but I still want to be consistent with prioritizing my goals. I need mindset help. Being realistic is going to be huge here. You know, I've gone on vacations before with the intention of like, I'm going to work out every single day and I'm not going to have any carbs or alcohol or sugar. And I'm at a point now in my life where what I would probably do is say, you know what? I'm going to drink, but only when it's really worth it. And I'm not going to have more than one drink a day. Like I would set some boundaries for myself, acknowledging that, you know what? It's not the same at home as on vacation. And maybe I will work out every single day, but there might be a couple of days where that quote workout is a long walk on the beach or it's a surfing class or something like that. For me, being realistic is huge. If we go to a special restaurant, I don't want to feel like I've made a mistake if I have dessert. So I would suggest creating some boundaries. Like for me, one drink is good. Not one drink in the whole vacation, but I'm not going to go to dinner and have three drinks. For me personally, if you do, I think that's totally fine. But some boundaries. The other thing in terms of mindset help, since that's specifically what you asked for, how do you want to feel at the end of each day? What have you learned from past experiences about what's worth it and what's not worth it and what sounds good in the moment, but actually makes you feel crappy? I know I have enough experience for a lifetime to draw on to know that, like, oh, it's vacation, do whatever. And overeating and being sedentary and drinking too much really kind of makes me miserable. So there's a balance for me. I probably would indulge more on vacation than at home, but there's a way that I can do it and still feel really good. There are things that will be worth it and things that I know are not worth it. So I would challenge you to really look at boundaries and look at how you want to feel. There was a question that came in about dealing with binge eating. And I want to point you to some episodes because I've done a handful of episodes on binge eating. So for anybody who has that as something that they're focused on, grab a pen, write these down. For binge eating episodes, 527, 314, 314, 148, 338, 151, and 197. So if you are somebody who is struggling with binge eating, you can target those 6 episodes as a starting point. I think it'll be really helpful to you. You can also consider the 12 weeks to transformation. I think that's a great tool for becoming a better thinker. And in my opinion, binge eating is really about how you make decisions and how you negotiate with yourself. So 527, 314, 148, 338, 151, and 197. And then a couple things to keep in mind. It's never all or nothing. It's never like, yes, I'm going to binge, no, I'm going to binge. It's not, yes, I'm going to binge, and it's a free-for-all. What's a small improvement that you're willing to make? You know, I've shared this before, but I used to buy a pint of ice cream, and I'd take a big spoon, scoop out what I could with a big spoon, put it down the garbage disposal and eat the rest. Now, do I do that now? I do not. But at the time, that was a big improvement for me, and that matters. So it's okay. You don't have to be off. Like, you don't have to flip a switch and you never binge again, but what is an improvement you're willing to make? But most importantly, go to those episodes, 527, 314, 148, 338, 151, and 197. Okay, let's give something away. Your choice of Relief Plus or GBX Protein, my go-to every day, both of them are, at Mama Getting Healthy. Love the handle. I can connect to that handle. At Mama Getting Healthy, email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Tell me which you would prefer, Relief Plus or GBX Protein. Let me know that you're the winner for $972 and include your mailing address. And I will get it out to you no matter where in the world you live. And don't forget, guys, you can win. Just leave a review of this podcast in whatever app you listen to podcasts. And we'll give something away next week. If you've got questions, if you've got topics, if there's things you want to hear about, let me know. Shoot me an email or DM me on Instagram. And we'll dive into more questions next Saturday with better audio. Take care, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.